Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Today is Monday, November 9, 2020.
Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing this marvelous Monday morning? And no, that's not what Tish called it. She called it something else, but we'll see what's going on. All right, Ray, what's the latest and greatest?
Let's see. No updates went out over the weekend, so we'll roll with what we have.
Okay. I do, but let me say this real quick because I just thought about it. I actually was going to start with it. I forgot. No updates went out on Saturday, Sunday, because the site was down, and I didn't tweet anything out. I don't know if you guys know that. Well, a lot of you know it because you tried it. You sent me texts and everything else. So the site buzzed down. Ray did pay it eventually. You know, he got around to it. But the thing is, because I absolutely told him don't do it. I said, don't do it again. And I mean, I know we're close, and maybe everybody's tired, and maybe we've done enough, whatever it is. But I tell you, if it don't pay for itself, do not do it again. We'll just be done with it. That's bottom line. And I think that's okay, because we've carried it for years and years, and we've done it for years. Maybe we're close enough. So, anyway, that was the whole explanation. I know all you guys hit me. I didn't answer anybody, but it wasn't hard to figure out. But I think Ray did go into open mic and let everybody know something. I don't know. Anyway, we're here. He did it, which I hope is the last time he does it. But let's go on. Iraq is upset today. Right, we're upset today. They do have people demonstrating. They have gone on strike. All the government employees and officers, they're not going back till they get paid. 2 months back pay. They know it's there, and they want their money. Iraq is arguing about between the $41 trillion. Last week, they said they're going to lower it to $31 trillion. Today, they're saying they're lowering it to $15 trillion. But here's the good thing. Over the weekend, they were going to have their next meeting on Thursday. People went on strike on Sunday. They had their meeting this morning and decided that they were going to agree. They are going to take a vote on Wednesday, but they're still not going to pay people until the first part of next week, but they'll pay them their two-month salary, is what they're saying. Citizens aren't believing it and saying they're not going back until they get paid. So it's kind of bringing their government, their prosperity of the country and everything to a slow grinding halt, which is the same thing that the protests did before. So this is the employees doing it, and they still have protesters in the street. So as we said before, I don't know why they let them light this fire. And why they're just watching it grow and grow without doing what they need to do. But that's what's happening in Iraq. And saying we're going to wait and see what happens with the vote. They're going to try and pay people as early as next week. They think that may calm them down because that's what they do. Give them a little bit of money to try and calm them down. But we'll see what happens. Over here, they are at the bank. They were at the bank the whole weekend. They were mad, pissed off. I might have told some people on Sunday as I talked to a few people. They were mad. They had to be there last night until 11 o'clock. And we're being told it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just hold on. They're being told the exact same thing today. They are there. They're being told be patient any minute. That the next conference with the Treasury is at 3 o'clock this evening, and I just got that 5 minutes ago, but they are telling them to be patient. It's going to happen, and we know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when we decide it's going to happen. I guess it was clear evidence that it was supposed to happen. Last Wednesday, right after the vote, didn't happen. that it was supposed to happen on Saturday, right after the vote. And again, didn't happen. So we'll see what comes out of this evening's meeting. And then look for things to happen sometime this week, I hope. So everybody knows what we're waiting on. So I don't have to say it. We don't have to go back and forth with it. But we do know it will happen. Because it's gone too far not to happen. And too many people are dependent on it. So it's still a super fantastic day. And as Chris Como says, let's get with it. All right, Ray. And then Como says,
okay.
Let's get with it. All right.
IPA 0409 says, Tony, do you know if the rates on the bank screens are still blacked out, or are the bank rates revealed? And if the bank rates are revealed, are they still the same exchange amount as before?
First of all, IPA sounds like one of them cheap beers, right? Isn't that an IPA? One of those cheap beers?
I don't know.
Cheap beers? Oh. I don't know. I think that's what they call them, IPAs or something.
Not cheap.
So, oh, it's not cheap. It just tastes like it's cheap. But anyway, no, there were some rates revealed yesterday, and the only one we know is that the ZIM rate was, in fact, showing at 47 cents yesterday. All right, what's next?
Sunstar. Any news or updates on the street exchange vendors in Iraq?
Nope. Nothing. Everybody is waiting. I'm telling you guys, this is done. We know it's done. They're doing this loan law to pay the salaries with at the rate, but there's nothing else out there to hold it, and that doesn't even have to be done for the RV to be announced. It's just going to be done. That's all. All right, what's next?
Okay, besides the international and U.S. banks, have any of your worldwide contacts given any news on new rates that you can share?
No. Rates are only coming from the banks or, I mean, individuals on their actual cards, so I haven't gotten anything new that I haven't got given to you guys already. No.
Please update how many countries in the first basket, and do you know how many countries involved in the second basket?
We have 7 in the first basket, and we have more in the second basket. And yes, Ray has the list of both. Well, I know he has the first basket. You still got the second basket? Yeah, and we got that list years ago. When I say years ago, I mean 7, 8 years ago, we got that list of the second basket. But it doesn't matter about the second basket. Again, it's going to be treated totally different from what we just went through. Okay, what's next?
You know, let me just add a little comment about the first basket. Doesn't matter how many are in the first basket, what's more important or which ones are going to give you the biggest return. And that's where the attention should be focused. Okay, Mickey Fee says.
Well, wait,
do you
before you go to Mickey. So which one's going to give us the best returns? Which one should we be focusing on?
Well, I'm focusing on dinar and dong and real and rupiah. Anything else is going to be smaller than those as far as the return. And I'm focused on those 4 mainly because of diversification. We don't put all the eggs in one basket. But put them in the top 4 baskets. If you want to view it as a basket, but the top 4 currencies.
Okay, well, you're focusing on all 4 of those because they are legitimate currencies now.
Oh, yeah, and the ZIM, too. Yeah, I forgot the ZIM.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I forgot the ZIM. I didn't mean to leave it out.
Oh, All right. Cause that's right. Where I was going. No doubt.
Right.
Like, what? All right. What's that?
Five out of the supposed seven. But anyway. So Mickey Fee says, do you think Trump will be mad about losing the election and not let the RV go through?
You guys do know that we know how things are supposed to go, and nothing has gone the way it's supposed to go. So I just tell you three times this week when they thought they were going to do it, and they did not get the go. And we know we're all waiting for the Treasury because, you know, things are going on. So this morning he fired the Secretary of Defense. Been waiting to fire him since July is what we were told. They're saying that he's talking about firing Barr this week and firing whoever else. And I don't know, turning the whole thing upside down and just start firing people. So I don't know if that gives us a go or a no-go, to be honest with you. It should still go because it's all done, ready, and waiting. So I can't tell you it's not, in all honesty, because three times this week it has already been delayed for whatever reason, because the Treasury got everybody ready to go and said no. Go, no. I am hearing again that it is going to go. We have people at the bank right now who are going to give us updates. Unfortunately, it's going to be after the call, and the bank has their next conference with the Treasury after the call. So from there, we should have a better understanding of where we're at. So I don't want to promise you anything, because right now we say anything can happen. It doesn't make sense for them not to do it when we're this close. And it's going to change. But let's watch what they do and not what they say, because they keep saying it's going, 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 and it hasn't. It doesn't totally discourage me. It's just a matter of time. And that's truly how I look at it. Just a matter of time. Because just like before, either the people of Iraq going to say you're going to make a decision, or we're going to go ahead and make a decision before it gets that bad. But something's going to happen. It is going to come to a crescendo. And we're all going to hear it around the world. All right, what's next?
Northern White Bear, at the time of exchange, how many certified checks can you write out and the amount?
Those are questions you're going to have to ask the bank, how much time they have for you. I tell you, they ask for everybody not to wire over $500,000 in the first 30 days. So checks are checks. I guess you can write as many as you have money to pay for it. I'm guessing you and your banker, they're probably going to tell you, you know, go to the local bank and do it now that your exchange is complete, and take your time and do what you need to do. What's next?
Lena says, analysts now say the U.S. president-elect will likely continue the American pullback from the Middle East. Will that policy leave a vacuum as it did during the Obama administration and ISIS filling that vacuum? Realizing that, do you think Trump will still okay the RV to go forward?
Well, this morning they said that Trump wanted all the soldiers out of Afghanistan everywhere by Christmas. And that was a part of him, the Secretary of Defense, and some of the generals, and they're trying to tell him that can't happen, and it's not likely to happen, and everything else. So I know there's a bunch of things he's going to want to get finalized one way or another. Part of his election and being brought in was that he would bring the troops back. And I think he's still trying to accomplish that and bring them back. As far as how it affects us, as long as the RV goes first, it won't. If it doesn't, then, like we said, if something breaks out over there or they immediately go back, then who knows what's going to happen. I will tell you something you guys probably don't want to hear, though. Which I think is kind of good news for us. And I talked about it last week. And that is the fact that Iran is saying that they're not congratulating Biden or Trump, neither one of them, which is okay. But they're saying that the U.S. has a chance to undo the mistakes that they made. So I look at that a little bit different. Because Bush has already said he will continue with, will make things a little bit harder on Russia, which we knew he would.
Who said that?
Biden. I said Bush.
Okay.
Biden. I'm just saying that. All right. He said he will continue to follow Trump's lead with China. He already said that. I will continue with that. He said he would go back to the original deal with NATO with Iran. And again, I said, what that does, if I was him, first of all, I said, I'll go back to it when you pull everybody out of Iraq. Look, you pull all your people out of Iraq, and we'll go back to the deal, and you can survive or not. But he's not letting me do the negotiation. So, but that's how I would approach it. Maybe that's how he approaches it. I think it works in our favor if he does. And again, because Iran won't be so dependent on Iraq, they won't have to smuggle money through Iraq, because they'll be back open, they'll be able to do business with other countries, have other sanctions. Iraq can actually go their own way at that time, is what should happen if he relieves some of the sanctions that are on them. Or he could get even harder, just tell them one simple thing to do, pull your people out and I'll release the sanctions. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens there. Will it affect the Middle East, the price of oil and all that? No. I mean, not immediately, but not right now. We have more of a concern, well, we did Thursday, Friday, Saturday, more of a concern with Corona in the next 3 months than anything else, because not only is it going to continue to do what it does, kill, sick, and all that, it's going to continue to drive the economy down. Now, we're very fortunate in this morning that they're saying they have a vaccine that is almost 90% effective, or they should have by the end of this week, a month. They're just making the announcement this morning. Pfizer is saying it's coming out, and they think it's 90% effective. Stock market went up 1,800 already this morning to start with, which are all positive signs that this thing could be super fantastic if we look at it, okay? All right, what's next?
Omnivore says, have you heard anything from Reno, from the Admiral?
Nothing from Reno, nothing from the Admiral, because nothing's going on. I've been telling you guys for 10 years now, 15 years now, and it hasn't changed. They are not getting paid until we do. They're not going to the bank until we do. The only advantage they have over you is a bunch of them have SKRs, which means their accounts are going to be immediately funded. So they don't have to go to the bank. They don't have to call 800 numbers. A bunch of them. A bunch of them won't get paid for weeks from now because their paymaster has to figure out who gets what. And he got all these people up under him, and he has to figure it out individually instead of just somebody going to the bank, making their own decisions like we do. Some of them won't get paid and won't get paid what they should because there's paymasters out who said they're going to limit the amount that they're going to give each person because they signed it over to them. something I told them not to do years ago. So there's going to be a lot of controversy with the groups, I guarantee. And the first time anybody files any lawsuits against any one of them, it's going to stop them all from getting paid. And I don't know who wants to be involved in that mess, but clearly not me. So anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, what's next?
Live callers. First one, 360.
Hey. Good morning,
hey, Walt.
Ray. Tony, good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Walt. If I was
yeah.
you, Walt, you know what I'd do
yeah.
this morning? I'd but. Say, Ray, can you find 404 and let her go first? So.
Hey, I'm okay with that. I'm
perfectly
no. okay with that.
No,
hey, Ray, your
morning.
Brother just suggested, Ray, your brother suggested that I abdicate and let CIA lady go first. Are you okay with that?
Well, everybody else that's in front of her would have to agree to the same thing.
Well, I think I can speak for everyone.
Okay.
Just what I think.
All right.
I promise I've got great questions, and so, but I'm happy to wait, and I'm happy to hold on. So, if you want to,
No. Let's go, Walt. It's okay. I'm just.
Are you sure?
I know she's gonna try to hypnotize you, so I was gonna let her go first.
Well, I was hoping she was gonna guarantee that she'd unhypnotize me.
Oh, okay.
That way, I could feel free to. Ask my questions when she starts. I don't know.
No, we're good. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So, Tony, in your first couple of comments, you said everybody knows why we're waiting. And I was just wondering, I've been out in the bushes for the last week, and maybe my hypnotism has not worn off yet, but I wasn't quite sure why we're still waiting.
We're waiting for the Treasury Department to give the banks the okay. The Treasury Department is waiting for Washington, D.C. to say, okay, go ahead with it. Right now, there's still a little hesitation, or there was over the week and the weekend, because it was supposed to go after Tuesday, guys, because everybody thought the election was going to be different. They're going to go, and it was going to be a global celebration. Well, now it's not a global celebration. Now it's something different, but it still has to happen. And we just don't know when, as people are fighting, talking, and seeing when is this actually going to be finalized as it is. Now, I don't know that we're going to wait for that, because that could be another 30 days before it goes through court and everything else. Or are we going to just go at this point? Because two things are going on in Washington, and people are saying let's go forward, and people are saying let's go backwards. And they're trying to make a decision on that. But it's affecting everything that's going to be done from that moment. Everything doesn't look the way everybody thought that it was. So there's a little bit of confusion going on, a little bit of anxiety.
Sure.
And there are things that are normal. So everything has just been put on hold for the last 5-6 days. So hopefully today is a new week, and we're going to get started. But we'll wait and see what the 3:00 meeting brings.
Okay, cool. Hey, the rates that show may be an indicator of something, but they really don't mean anything until it's actually released and the rate shows on the screen that's live and active. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. They don't mean a thing. They mean this is all it means. It means that's what's on the screen. It means that's what they're getting trained on and said these are the possible rates, or this is more than likely the rate, and this is how we're going to handle it because we're looking at a higher screen. But when it comes out, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Sure. Now, on the real, which real? Which
the Iranian real.
The Iranian real. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, good. Now, my last question. I thought you'd be always glad to hear that. My last question is, I can't see that for what Iran's already bought and paid for, which is the Iraqi parliament, of them just picking up and saying, well, now that we're not being harassed by the U.S. anymore, that we'll pull our people out and we'll go home and live happily ever after. Because they, you know, after the war that they fought for 8 or 9 years with Saddam, they went in and dumped a lot of money into the pockets of the politicians from Iraq. And I guess maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm not thinking right. And that's really my question is that, can you see Iran just walking away from all the influence that they've got and paid for, and pulling their militia out of Iraq? Is that
okay?
Without a fight?
So, yeah. You got to remember, Iraq and Iran went to war, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That's why Maliki and all of them were banished to Iran. That's where they ran to hide at, in Iran. Iran didn't show back up in Iraq until we went and, however you want to call it, conquered Iraq, destroyed Iraq, completely disorganized Iraq, whatever, and they saw an opening to get in. That's when they sent all their people over there. That's when they sent Maliki back there, and actually we put him in charge, and they started growing their influence from there, 2003. But they did it because they saw an opportunity to take a bigger swath of that region. We can control this too because the U.S. has left it vacant. Because we did at the time, hey, we just want the money. You guys do what you want. There was no plan, no discipline, no nothing. However it turns out, well, Iraq said, well, shoot, let's go take it. Now, the fact that they were already doing that, and then Obama puts the plan in and says, wait a minute. We're not just going to give up the whole country like that, even though we have oil. We're going to help them grow, develop. And so now there is a fight for the influence of the country.
Sure.
Now, also, we put the sanctions on them, right? Obama put the first sanctions on them. Well, that's okay, because now we have an outlet. We got this ATM machine over here. We'll use it to survive, because they used us when the U.S. had put sanctions on them. Iran came to their safety and security, right? Helped them survive. They said, we're going to use you for the same thing. Which they absolutely did. So now we're at the point where Al-Kazimi says enough is enough. Because Trump, and I got to give my tail went on this, enough is enough. Bush tried to change it. Obama tried to change it. And the difference is Obama tried to change it through a conversation. Nice, polite, let's talk about it a little bit of time. You guys will get used to it. Sooner or later this will happen. Pompeo, Trump went in like a bull in a china shop. Hey, nope, more. I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to step on you. I'm going to do whatever. But they still felt it with the Al-Kazimi going in. So now the thing is, they've gone through it for not 8 years, but almost 12 years now. And they're right at the end where their country is about to collapse. So this is your choice. Keep going where you're going, and we totally collapse your economy. And you're like Syria, you're like Venezuela, you're like so many other countries now. They're the true third world countries. Their citizens are uprising because nobody can eat, drink, or sleep, or do anything. Or we can release some of the sanctions, let you talk with Europe and Germany and France and the other countries who you're doing business with, let you go back and use the dollar again. As long as you do what we say, and that is move your people out of Iraq. That is, you know, well, that's the only thing I can say, because Biden already said he's going back to the deal that him and Obama and NATO made. And he already said Iran was actually following the deal, according to him. So they know that much relief should be coming anyway. So all he has to do to me is dangle, get out of Iraq. You don't need it anymore. You're going to be able to go back to business. But we'll see what happens to that.
Right, right. Because that was really my question. I just couldn't see, regardless of what Iran is told, you know, behave and bring your people home and so forth. I think the Iranians are of a mindset that say, screw you. We've paid for it. We're going to do it. And if you're going to get us out, somebody's going to have to do it because the Iraqis can't. They don't seem to have the power to do that yet and because they're still there. But that's just
okay,
my thought.
Here's the difference. Iran didn't pay for it. The U.S. paid for it. Iran just stole all the money.
Right.
They didn't pay for anything. They've just been using that as a funnel to get paid. But now if they have other options, then they don't have to depend on Iraq. But we'll see.
Right, right. My last point is that the vaccine that shows 90% effectiveness and so forth, that it was a phase 3 trial. Unfortunately, it was on less than 100 people. So they still got to go to phase 4 for a larger clinical realm to evaluate the response on. So while 90 people faring well is a good sign, certainly, but it's a far cry from knowing that it's a vaccine that can go throughout the country. So just thought I'd add that. Anyway, thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate your time. I missed you guys. I was out in the bushes in eastern Oregon and trying to catch a fish who apparently outsmarted me. But it's glad to be back. I'm glad to hear you guys, and I'm glad that we're still moving forward. And like you said, we're a day closer, and we got to go through it to get to it. So all my best, and be sure to ask CIA lady to unhypnotize me, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, well, we missed you too, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a team out to follow you and keep an eye on you just to make sure you were okay.
Well, gosh, I'm flattered.
Take care.
Have a good day, you two.
All righty. Bye-bye, all right. Sir.
Bye.
All right, then.
Two,
okay,
eight,
great.
One.
Wait, hold on.
What up, 281?
You guys do know that since I was talking about IPAs as a beer, I must know it's a beer, right? Even though I said it's cheap, I must know that it's a beer. And yes, it is. And I got to tell you something you guys didn't know. My son, who I love dearly, even though he can't hear this, a beerologist. I think that's what you call him. Because that's his thing. Every kind of beer there is, he can tell you everything about it. So, yes, I am familiar with IPAs. I just don't drink them because I haven't found one yet that tastes like anything other than dirt water. But anyway, I'm just joking. I just don't like IPAs. I just wanted to get that out there.
All right. Well, we'll hear from the other connoisseur of beers. 281.
No, you didn't. Well, good morning, Tony and Ray. How y'all doing today?
I am super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I do drink beer every now and then, and the ones that I like is, I guess, the cold bottled Budweiser, regular Budweiser beer, real cold, way down at the bottom. If it comes out smoking, that's the one that I like. Okay.
Really? Really? A Budweiser?
A Bud Light.
Budweiser.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I don't have to be all fancy and everything. Just give me a cold Budweiser. We know what that is.
Look, it's fancy. You right about that.
That's okay.
A Budweiser.
We know what it is.
Well, look,
yeah,
Tony,
right here.
You know she wears a different wig every day of the week and eats pork chops at 10 o'clock at night.
A pork chop, a cookie, and a Budweiser. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Nah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now I do have a couple of questions. All right. So if Trump doesn't let this go before he leaves office, has anyone gave their opinion on how Biden feels about this global reset and if he's in favor of it and, you know, anything like that? Because, you know.
Let me tell y'all what you don't want to hear while she's talking. This is the best time to do something we don't want to hear. First of all, now let me tell you something you do want to hear. First of all, I think it absolutely will go through because there's too much turmoil and everything for it not. Second of all, the only negative thing we've heard, and today is the first day it's even come out, they're talking about over in Iraq not actually making the 2021 budget effective until the 1st of March. First time it even came up today in the delay of 90 days, which doesn't mean anything either way because we don't need that for the RV to be announced. Matter of fact, it's probably going to be announced hopefully this week and get this mess over with. Second thing, I absolutely think Trump will do it anyway, being this close to getting it done, that he will absolutely want this to be part of his legacy and history. And it makes sense to say he refinanced the entire world. It was part of the global currency reset. Anything to deal with money, he's going to say, yeah, I did that. I mean, I just think he will, and it makes sense to do it. And I don't think, like I said, Iraq can survive their people going through the winter like this once again. Just like they couldn't last year. It started in October. By January, there was a new government. This is just starting. By January, there'll be a new government. And they're supposed to vote in June anyway. So I don't think they can play that type game 2 years in a row with their people and think they're going to get away with it. So they're going to want to go and get this over with.
Well, my next question would be, why would they want to wait till March for the budget anyway? Even though we know it's, you know, not pretty much not needed, but what did they give a reason?
Actually, they didn't. Like I said, today is the first time it actually came up over there, and it was to do, making the budget effective, and it was to do with how much of this loan they're actually going to do. Is it for the last 2 months or is it for the next 5 months? So we'll see what they come up with in the meeting.
I know over the weekend they were saying that Trump wasn't in the office. He took like the weekend off. So I didn't feel like this would happen over the weekend personally myself. But now that he's back in the office, and I did hear, and it broke on the news where he did fire, you know, the defense secretary. So it seemed like he's back to business starting this morning. And then maybe, like you say, once these meetings take place this afternoon, we would hear something. I know Veterans Day is on Wednesday, and I don't think you guys are going to be here. At least that's what I thought I heard from some people. A call on Wednesday. If something were to happen that's significant, would y'all tweet us? Give us some info since we won't hear back from you until Friday. I mean, we know we'll be up a mic with Ray. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well.
I am a veteran, and I didn't know I wasn't going to be here on Wednesday yet, but okay. I'll take the day off.
Well, no, that's just a rumor. I hadn't heard it from you guys, but I was just assuming since I heard some. You know, it could possibly be that you guys may not be here. So, and that was just in case you're not, you know, if we would hear something from you before Friday about the meeting that took place or will take place today. So, All right, that's all the questions that I have. Can you believe it? I don't have any more.
No, I cannot believe it.
Was that enough right there? Okay. Well, I better leave before I have another one because they are calculating in my brain right now. So I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
754, area code, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony, from South Florida. Good morning. We survived Etta with flooding, but not too much damage, so it's a good day. My questions are, we've been at this for years and years and years. Every year, every month, every season, another obstacle seems to come in our place. There is a lot of currency out there in Iraq that people are not bringing into the banks. The borrowing law is still talked about quite a bit on a lot of the other sites. Oil prices are not stabilized at the higher rate yet. We don't know how Biden feels since there are things that Trump has done that did not capture the audience as far as even his deal with the UAE. You barely heard about it. What's to say that even if Trump wants this to go at this point in time, A, the Treasury will let it go, and B, the world will even know when there's been so much against him in the last 4 years? What's to say we are ever going to see this with all the turmoil going on there, and the Iraqi people have taken it for 14 years?
I mean, what's to stop them from taking it for 14 more years?
Yeah, what's to stop them?
Okay.
They've taken it for 14 years already. What's to stop them with everything they've lived through that it hasn't become a way of life for them already?
All right, so let's take it a little bit at a time so everybody can understand. Again, it's been three administrations, three different plans, but there was an end point, and we've come to it. The fact that Iraq has come out publicly not once, not twice, but three times and said, we've done everything you guys asked. We did everything the U.S. asked. We did everything the World Bank asked. We did everything the IMF asked. What else is there to do? And we're just waiting for time right now, waiting for the right day. We look at the oil market this morning, and it went up 2.5%. So it's going in the right direction. We look at the stock market. It went up 1,600 points. We're going in the right direction. So there's not a whole lot of negatives at the moment. The only negative is the Iraqi people are demonstrating in the street. Why? Because they want it. So they're just waiting on us to say go. What are we looking for? You know, if I'm having a party, I want everybody to celebrate with me. But if I'm going to a funeral, I don't want you celebrating while I'm at a funeral. I don't want that. So let's wait till there's enough time or some way where we all can enjoy it or it's not such a bad thing and everything else. There was a reason people said they wanted this mixed in with the election. I knew it wasn't going to be on election day. But there's a reason things could have gone the other way and still can, and people are out there moving about because life would have just continued the way it was going. Okay, let's do that. But now it's not. Now change has come. Next month's going to be even more change because Corona is 100,000 every day for the last 3-4 days. And it's growing. It's not going down. It's almost 120,000 a day now. That means the country's going to shut down the end of November, December, one way or the other. So do we finance it or not? Where does the money come from this time? when it's sitting right there waiting for a go, and we could be flooded with money, people could have money, and everything will be okay. I think it will go for that reason. We do need it. It is part of the plan, and I still think it'll happen. As long as he doesn't find the treasure, fire the treasurer today or tomorrow, or something that we have to go all the way through that. I still feel we're in a good position. The banks are still being told we're in a good position. Again, they're having a meeting this evening, and we'll know after that one way or the other. They were there till 11 o'clock last night. They're scheduled to be there till 11 o'clock tonight. Now, I think tomorrow is a better day for it to happen than today, but I've always told you guys I think Tuesday a better day as far as the bank's concerned, the market's concerned. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are the best days for international trading anyway. So all of that makes sense. Hopefully we'll see it. But I'm not depressed. I'm not down. I'm not even fearful because I think things are still moving forward and it's going to happen.
So my last question is the strikes that are going on, the demonstrations going on in Iraq, the people being so upset with the government, you don't feel that that is going to have any play whatsoever in the Treasury letting this go?
Well, I think it is going to have play. And the fact that they see it, it's happening this morning. It wasn't happening on Saturday. It wasn't happening last Thursday and last Wednesday. They just started this yesterday. They went on strike. Today they're on strike. Today they're demonstrating. And as they said, every day is going to get worse. So, yeah, I do think the Treasury is looking at that. And eventually it's going to be a lost opportunity. Now, remember we said anything could happen in 8 days, 7 days once they got started. But Iraq is telling them, we're going to make a decision on Wednesday. It was Thursday. Now they're saying Wednesday, we're going to vote. We've actually made the decision. We're going to vote the first part of next week. You guys are getting paid 2 months' pay. And why? They're trying to keep them calm. Just do what you're doing. You got it right. But just give us till then. Why were they waiting so long to pay them when they said they had the money anyway? Because they wanted to change the rate.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the insight. I appreciate it. And before I go, I just want to say I hope the rest of the state of Florida that I live in fared as well as we did through this severe tropical storm. And we'll see what happens the rest of the week. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, I hope Bye-bye. Everybody made it through that storm. Great. All right.
Okay. 602, area code. You're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. This is Gary in Phoenix. Got a couple questions. Right now, we have fractional banking with our current system. When the new QFS system comes on board, is fractional banking going to be allowed? And if so, what effect is that going to have on digital currency? Because we're creating money out of nothing. And the other question I had was regarding the ZIM rates. I've heard some people talking about humanitarian projects and the need for a humanitarian project for a higher rate. But I believe you said that it's really going to depend on the amount of ZIM you have. The more ZIM you have, the higher rate you have. And I was wondering if you could go over those two questions.
I think we'll have fractional banking because that's how banks make their money. That's how they load out. I don't care what the new system is. That's how banks operate. They're not going to be able to operate just on what's in their bank. They won't survive. They won't have the money to loan out. We won't be able to get it. Digital banking is there just for that reason, so they can create digits without actually having to have the currency on hand. It makes it even easier for them to do, even though they do have banking laws. So I don't think there's going to be any change. And right now, as we said, most people, and I can say you're fortunate, I'm fortunate to even know that's how the banks operate and be able to use it to our advantage when we go in there to negotiate. Like people
okay.
come on this call and tell you, if people work in the bank, don't even know that's how they operate. So we're good as far as banks concerned. The Zim notes was something totally different. They were going to do humanitarian projects. Humanitarian projects had to go through the bank, had to be approved by Zimbabwe. It was a 90-day process to get that rate. Now, the Zim bond notes were already going to be at a dollar, not the Zim currency, the Zim bond notes. They're two different things that people are getting totally confused. The highest rate we know of at the Zim right now that we're getting from the bank, I told you guys, we started at, it was years ago, it was 11 to 22 cents. As negotiations went through, Trump and them renegotiated. Zimbabwe said they couldn't live with it. The Zim wasn't going at all. Then it comes back and forth. And now we don't even know if it is going to go, even though there are banks that are saying absolutely, and they're going to exchange it. The rate went up to 33 cents and then 36 cents, depending on how much you have. Then the banks found out about the treasury rates and said, hey, we're going to give a treasury rate of up to 60 cents, again, depending on how much you have, up to 60 cents. I told you yesterday, the only rate that they saw on the screen was the Zim, and it was at 47 cents. Now, you know what I know.
I just lost you.
Good. I said, now you know what I know.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go get your money.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Go get your money. Great.
All right. 850. You're on. No 850. All right. That takes us to 610.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And this is going to be the long version again.
Wait, let me ask
Ladies
you a question first.
Okay.
Are you guys finished voting yet? Are you guys still voting?
Oh, man.
Wait, no. I don't, are you guys still counting is what I mean to say. Are you?
Yeah, there's challenges going on, Tony. Challenges, it's going to be some time before we find out, I think.
Oh. Okay, I mean, I really didn't look at it this morning because they're not showing it like they did since they already declared it. I just didn't know if you guys had finished counting or not. Seriously. All right.
It's challenged. It's going to be challenged, and it's going to go on. So we're just going to have
okay.
to wait and see.
Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTSuper. And please remember to capitalize $TNTSuper, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in those donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you. All right. You're very welcome.
Okay. That takes us to 313. Let me see. Yeah, 313.
Good afternoon.
Numbers fell out. You're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Great. 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 Well, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Glad to see you guys.
Good morning.
Here. Well, it could be a better day. We didn't have to be here, but I'm glad to see that since we are here, that you are here. My question is to Ray. Ray, what is the green card all about?
To who?
The green card.
The green card.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of green card? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's
aren't you a U.S. citizen?
Definitely a U.S. citizen. Not.
Well, you don't have to worry about the green card then.
The green card that you for the bank? Something regarding the bank green card?
I don't know anything about a bank's green card.
Okay. The reason that I just because yesterday we were all open and you mentioned somebody and they were talking about a green card and saying that they wasn't going to use the green card after the RV was released. They wouldn't use the green card.
Oh, okay. I'll get that information to you.
Well, that was my question. And then I have one other question. Like when we were first coming in and you said that the money that you were most interested in and you named some and Real was one, but you didn't mention the Zimbabwe dollar. So you mentioned the dinar, the dong, and the Real and some others. But you didn't mention the Zimbabwe dollar. I mean, the Zimbabwe dollar. Is it because
right,
that's not one of your...
Tony caught that, and I said, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that one. We brought it up.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
it was just an oversight at first when I called off the first four currencies that were fresh on my brain, and so I just forgot them.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, that's my question for today, and I thank you for being here to answer, and hope you guys have a great rest of the day, and I hope that we don't be here on Wednesday. I hope that we're at the bank, so that's all I have for today. Have a great day. You guys.
All right, thank you.
Right. And members, you can stop texting me. Y'all know I know exactly what the green card is. I can't believe all these people texting. Text Tony. You want to text somebody and tell him what the green card is. 507 area code, you're on.
Hello.
Well, just so you guys know, I actually have a green card. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
507.
A few months back, it was discussed about the possibility of the bank sending someone to a house or to the hospital if the currency holder is in possession of the currency but can't get to the banks. Is that still occurring?
Listen, we have never, ever said that. Never. because I don't know that that would ever happen. Now, somebody may have talked to a private banker or somewhere, and they said they'll take their whole crew to a hospital, but we've never said that. I've never heard that, and I don't even believe that kind of money could go through the process for that to happen. They would have to have somebody take their power of attorney and go through the bank and complete that transaction form.
Okay. Sitting in a hospital wondering if how to go about it. So that's what why I'm asking the question.
Okay. I understand. And you're going to have to get a power of attorney, somebody you trust, and you can call the bank right now. You don't have to wait. Say, hey, I want to do a bank transaction. This is where I'm at. They're going to tell you exactly what you need to do. More than likely, get a power of attorney, give somebody the authorization to make that transaction for you.
Okay. That's an awful lot of trust.
It's an awful lot of trust. So you make sure you pick the right person. Are you married?
No.
You got a girlfriend?
I'm trustworthy.
Wait. You got a girlfriend? Don't pick those two. But pick anybody else. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. Good luck.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. 972 Eric, you're on.
Danny and Dallas, hello, fellas.
Hey, thanks. How you doing, man?
Oh, what a roaring week, and now the start of another one. Okay, I think I understand basically what you've said, Tony. I would say that 404 already answered my question, but you didn't go look far, so I'm going to pass on that. Gas, right now, oil, 40.39 is what I've got on my little indicator here. There is definitely a positive direction. Is there? You had indicated before that it may not have to go back to 42. Is that still your opinion?
My opinion, we are close enough right now. Theirs was $41 is what they wanted to do it at. It is close enough to do it. It's exactly what we want to see in upswing when they make their announcement, so it's legitimate. Today is a good day. Tomorrow is a better day. Let's see what
better day. Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the earlier callers, I asked you about fractional banking. If banks did not continue that process, you already indicated you wanted to move toward owning a bank. Would you do banking if that disappeared? Just a personal question.
Yeah, I didn't want to do banking to make loans and fracture and interest. I was doing banking for two reasons, guys. First of all, is because of the sweep accounts. I got money in there, getting that 1% every night, 22% a month. It's critical why I would want to do banking. The other thing is I have business and business opportunities that need a bank. Why shouldn't I use my own?
Gotcha. Well, I've already investigated that sweep account, and that was a little disappointing. So we'll just blow that off. All right. Okay, I think that's all I'm curious about today. I guess I'll keep working. Oh, well.
Okay.
Thank you, fellas. See ya.
All right.
All right, sir. Take care. 805 area code. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Tony and Ray. Thank you for taking my call. I was on this borrowing law a long time ago, a nice long time ago, 3 months ago or so. The United States congratulated them on the 140 law. Is that passed?
Okay, the borrowing law and 140 are two totally separate things.
Gotcha. I understand that.
Okay. This morning, I mean, they agreed on 140. Curtis and Baghdad, Bazani and Al-Kazim agreed on 140. They just didn't put it in effect. Today, during the parliament meeting, the Shiites brought up that they should dissolve the 140 agreement and do away with it. Of course, Kurdistan didn't agree with it, so they're going to discuss it tomorrow in parliament meeting. Everybody's supposed to be there. Anybody that's not there is supposed to get their pay subtracted from their account, is how they have stated it, because they wanted everybody there. So the Shiites just brought it up today. Now they want to do away with 140 in the entire agreement. So, and that's what happens. Again, as every time they prolong this, here comes a new problem, a new situation, and they keep giving it time, by the church not letting it go. Today was a whole new thing, and it may be nothing tomorrow, because they just brought it up during the session. So, but there is a 140 agreement. It just hasn't been put into effect because it's part of the budget.
Okay. The last thing I want to say is, hi to the bus lady. She still makes me smile. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. 843, you're on. 843.
Okay.
404, Erica, you're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate
hey.
You taking
good morning.
The call. Continuing. Good morning to you, sir, and good afternoon, Ray. Appreciate the comments that have been said on 404 and questions and like. I'm starting to run out of questions because you've been answering all of the ones. But I was curious, you know, you've talked about the fact that the people seem to be primed to go back and be demonstrating and the like, but there seems to be now a mood of political uncertainty over in Iraq, even though they've got their election scheduled for June. Now they seem to be, and there's been the move afoot to try to get rid of the head of parliament, Halbousi. Saleh, as president, has been always kind of seems to been somewhat, you know, it didn't seem to be fair game. But now it seems like there's a move afoot to do away with all of them. And I couldn't tell in the articles that were there if they are saying, this is what we want to be doing come the elections in June, or are they starting to get antsy and they're wanting to do it sooner than that, in which case we're getting back into a whole role of political instability over there, and then, you know, we're going to have to step back a bit. What are your folks over there saying, or is this something that's kind of getting blown out of proportion in their media, like so many things could blown out of proportion here?
No, because that's what the people are saying. Again, you guys aren't doing what you said. You said you're going to do this. This is the time frame. It's still not happening. You're still the same crooks, because they are still the same crooks. I mean, nothing has changed, and it won't change until June. But they're basically saying, now, we don't want to wait till June. Now, we need to get rid of you now, just like we did the last government. Even though they're going to have fair elections in June, who can starve until June? We haven't been paid for 2 months. Winter's coming on, and they know what winter is like over there. They know they're going to get shut down. They know it's going to be cold, and then they're going to be hungry and no electricity and everything else. So they don't want to go through it again. They want to dump the government. And that's what I've constantly been saying. Every day is going to make it worse. I know they're going to try and curb it by paying them next Monday or Tuesday. And hopefully that calms them down some. But we're hoping we're done with this by then. But, no, that's not saying let's wait till June and get rid of them. They're saying right now let's get rid of them.
Okay. Well, here's hoping in 45 minutes, plus or minus, when that call with the UST happens, we're going to be getting some good news and you getting another tweet or something coming back from you guys. And then 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be happening. Appreciate it. Like
okay.
I said, you have to connect the dots.
All right, but you want to tell Walt anything at all? Does he just walk around in a daze, or is he okay?
He has great questions. He's not mesmerized at all. He's got great questions. And I appreciate
okay.
And I will go on record here that I was a little bit perturbed because I was on and heard all of your music, and then my line was dropped, and I couldn't get back on for a while. So, like, something, I don't like that. But I got back on, so appreciate it.
Oh, so you're not talking to Tony, you're talking to Ray, right? Okay.
No, I'm talking to the world. Leave my line alone. I got on, you know, and I'm hearing the music, and then the line goes dead, and I hadn't touched it. And it's, okay, something's happening here. So,
oh, yeah, I thought you were down at the bottom of the line because you just called in late.
No, I called in, and I got on at 14:46. So, you know, it was 14 seconds off. And then it was gone. So
okay.
I thought you knocked me off.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare do that. But if that happens again, text me and make me aware of it. So then if Walt offers to let you bump in front of him, it'll be justified then. I learned that you were already there before, but technically you got kicked out of line. And we can put you back in.
That's right. Well, hopefully this is the last time we're kidding around, and we don't have to worry about this. If the next call is strictly you guys coming in and saying, this is what we need to do. You know,
yes,
and
that would be
that's right.
The things on 800 numbers and, you know, that sort of stuff. So that's my hope for the day. So we'll
okay.
see.
Mine too. All right.
Thanks again,
thank
guys.
You.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 313 area code. Looks like cornbread. Three one three, 7 2 8, club bread. Okay, we called for you. 817 area code, you on.
Hi Tony, hi Ray, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Hi there.
Yes ma'am.
Great, this is Lisa Dallas Diva, and I have a couple of questions for Tony. And first of all, Tony, thank you for all the Zim information today. That was wonderful on all the rates. It was very exciting to hear. And second, and also the next thing I wanted to talk about is the, in my opinion, you know, you've been talking a lot about the reasons for this to go and what could possibly be a good reason for them not to do this, you know, especially pointing to Washington, D.C. and the powers that be controlling the Treasury. And I came up with one, and I want to get your opinion on it. And I only have a few minutes because my shift is about to start, so I may have to drop off and listen to the answers completely on the playback. But I think a good reason would be that there are people in Washington, D.C. that hold a lot of this currency. We already know that. And some of them, yes, have been pulled through already and have their fortunes already. But maybe there's some of them that don't. And maybe the fight over this election is the fight over who's going to actually get the benefit of the revalue so that they don't sway the fight, you know, that he's putting it off as long as possible so that that money doesn't come into play right there at the last minute when it makes a lot of difference. What do you think about that, Tony?
I think we've been hearing that for months. We heard that in April, May, we heard it over the summer. We heard it as it came closer to the election. that they weren't letting it go because they didn't want it to be used as donations toward the election. But I've never known that's work because both sides have people in this. Both sides would be making donations, I mean, into this just like they did. I think, anyway, if we look at our numbers.
Go ahead.
Who's involved in this, it's more families and communities around military bases than anywhere else. Well, it was years ago. I mean, every month it spreads and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But I don't know. It may have had something to do with it. If it did before, it certainly doesn't now, because the money's not going to be used for, well, I can't even say that, because now they're collecting money to fight it with in Georgia. But, no, I don't think that is the reason that they don't want us to have the money to contribute, or even that they don't want certain people in Washington and other places to get a bigger benefit out of it, because individually they all are going to, because they know about it. Well, the ones that know about it. Separately, every organization in Washington, if the people know about it, they have. And, I mean, even black op organizations have DNR, so they can have their private mission and funding and everything. So everybody's going to benefit. The only difference right now is if they waited for the next administration, then they get to dictate now who gets another share. Let's wait and let's do this and that and add on to it. And why would you want to do that? There's a bigger question. Why want to give them all this money to work with? Trump had to go in and take over a plan that was designed for Hillary. And he did. So why would he go and, you know, give Biden the opportunity to redesign his plan?
Mm-hmm. Well, that begs the other question that I had, which is you alluded to a mysterious person a few calls back that tried their darndest, you said, to keep us out of the mix. Would that person or persons be vying for the White House now?
I don't know. So, listen, I'll tell you what I told you. I tell you, I was in a personal battle with somebody personally who I didn't think made any sense at all, because it didn't make any sense to me. And I will tell you right today, it took President Obama and President Bush both to squash it. So, anyway, I don't want to get back into that fight, especially not now.
Okay. But apparently Biden is part of Obama's group, so that by default would not mean him. I'm taking it. So I'll leave it there.
There you go. I was going to say, let's talk about something else.
But thank you very much for taking my call. That was my questions, and I appreciate y'all's time and very much appreciate y'all and this ride that we're all on. Have a good day, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
501 area code, you are on.
I have a tax question. If this thing doesn't come to fruition in the next 30 to 45 days and Biden takes over, you can just guess what the taxes are going to be.
Taxes are going to be zero. That's not going to change. The exchange is not taxable. And we've been saying that for years.
He can change anything he wants. You got a Democratic Congress up there, and you got a Democratic Vice President. You're not going to have any ties. You're going to have an excess tax return. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
I hope you're right.
But we had a Democratic government when Obama was in charge, right? No?
Yep. But we had a stopgap Republican.
And we do today. The Republicans are still in charge of the Senate. Nothing's going to change.
Okay. I just say this thing better be done in 30, 45 days, or we're looking at a hell of a tax statement. I know that.
Well, we're looking at one anyway, even if it's afterwards, because we're going to get taxed on everything after that. So it's all good. We're all right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Easy solution, sir. Easy solution. Just decide not to be a $400,000 a year income earner, and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, when you have $100,000 and $4, that's $100,000. Not many people have,
okay.
Have that move on.
Thank
Even
you,
I've
sir.
Got a little bit more than that. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. All
you.
Right. Thanks.
407, Erico, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi, all my boys today. This is so
Oh,
boring.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey.
How are you guys doing today?
Super fantastic. How is your husband
That's
doing?
My who?
My who? Look. Oh,
you,
you
said,
don't have no husband?
You said, no, I am a widow.
Oh, then it's not you.
And, Tony, this is a lady that told you on another call that she adopted you and you're going to be one of her sons.
Oh, that's what I said. It's yeah. not you. I thought it was Texas. Or Alabama. Okay.
No. This is
my
mama. South Carolina.
Yeah.
This is
yeah,
my
this
mama.
Your other mama. This is
okay.
your mama.
Okay.
Yeah. I did have a question, but that person that asked the question about the Zimbabwe, you
yeah.
all answered all my questions. And I listened very attentively. So I have it. I understand it even better today.
Great.
Okay.
Because Ray had me all in a dither because he doesn't believe, he sort of, but he sort of believes, and then he does believe, and he doesn't believe, and, you know, so it kind of keeps me in a dither, but I'm glad to know that it's going to go, you think, right?
Yes, I firmly believe it is going to go. Every indication is it's going to go, and we're going to live the life. Absolutely.
Well, I
see nothing and no reason for it not to go at this point. Now, I cannot predict the future, but right now,
yes.
today, as we are here, everything is moving forward.
I know. Now, when this is over.
And I see one reason for it not to go.
Say what? You what?
I said, I see one reason for it not to go. But that's just one against the many that Tony sees will go. So we're okay.
All right. Okay. That's good. That's good. So when this is over, Tony, you and Ray are going to have to come and sup with me.
Where are you at?
I'm in Carolina, in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Well, Tony, you're going to have to go by yourself. Because I offered to go down and eat dinner with her 6 months ago, and she wouldn't let me come. Talking about her house she needed a new house first or something like that.
I didn't say I needed a new house. I said I don't particularly care about where I'm staying right now.
That means the same thing.
Well, we ain't going to worry about that part. When it's happening, we just going to get together and have a meal, okay?
That's right. We're going to have a good time. You just have to let me know what you want me to fix. Cause Ray already told me I had to make him some biscuits and fried chicken. And I think he said potato salad or collard greens or something like that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay.
So, Tony, you have to tell me something special.
All right. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, right. Okay, I'm muting out now. I just wanted to holler at you and let you know that you really answered my questions today, because I was really going to ask some questions about the Zim, but you answered all of them. So you guys have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay, and I love you both. Bye.
Thank you very much. All right, sir, it's time to wrap this up. We're at the bottom half of the hour.
Okay. All right, guys. Nothing but super fantastic news out there. Just the fact that we are moving forward. They're still at the bank. They're still told they got to be there till 11 o'clock tonight. There is a bank meeting, and the update's supposed to occur around 3 o'clock. So we'll see where we go from there. Everything else is positive. Iraq is trying to push forward. They're trying to get at least the money by Monday, so it'll calm down a little bit. But we want them to get a little rowdy, to tell you the truth. We want them to demonstrate and make this thing go. We don't want them to just, you know, go hog wild. But enough to get their attention, and that's what they did today. They got their attention, and they're publicly telling them, we're going to get you some money on Monday, Friday. We've already approved the law. We just need to vote on it. And that's basically what it says. We've already agreed on is what it says. We just need to vote. And instead of Thursday, we're going to do it on Wednesday and try and have you some money by Monday. All that is good. Because their goal was still not to pay the salaries until the RV occurred. So maybe everybody's feeling really good right now. We'll see what happens today and better yet, tomorrow. If nothing at all, we will see you Wednesday. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. If something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ready to put it in the forum if it's still up. Or we'll do a call. Enjoy the rest of your day, right?
All right. Everything Tony just said is correct, except for we'll see you Wednesday, because Wednesday is a holiday. And you know what we do on holidays? We take the day off. But that doesn't mean you won't still get information if it's something hot and juicy. And, of course, if it's an actual RV, then naturally we'll be on the JOB. But anyway, we'll keep you updated. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh,
tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Monday. We're out of here.